W4TI. You know, what you were talking about is reciprocity, where everything is agreed upon that it'll be equal from state to state. But yeah, it they do the same stuff and they have the same certificates, but yet they won't accept it. And then I guess with the medical part of it, you're working under a doctor. Usually it's an emergency room doctor or something that is the one that is allowing you to practice when you're on duty. So depending on the laws of the state and medical-wise, I can see where things would be a little bit different. But you should be able to just show the certification and then take whatever additional that the state requires for you to practice.
That's exactly right, because every state that I, right now, when I go back to Maine, let's say, Maine's going to say they want my, what is it, AED or whatever the hell that machine is. You know what I'm talking about. They want my first aid card, and then they want me to take some stupid CE class. And once I do that, just by showing them my license in Florida, boom, and I pay a fee. So I throw $140 in their hand and show them a copy of my birth certificate, blah, 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 Social Security, and those couple of things they ask for, and I'm on my way. You know, it's stupid. It's like roadblocks. That's what it is. And that's all it is. It's just a bunch of roadblocks. So I believe things like that, if you're putting hands on people and you get on a nationwide database, it shouldn't be state to state, just like the weapon. It should be, if you're good in one state, you're good everywhere, and if you're bad, then you're bad everywhere. You know what I mean? That way, you can keep an eye on the bad guys, too. You know?